When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Listen, people, here comes Dr. Jazz. He's got glory all around him, yes, he has. And when the world goes wrong, you got the blues. He's the man what makes you get out both your dancing shoes.
Front center, the inventor of jazz. Got the magic?
Yes, he has.
Like the doctor can. Only name that you need to know.
World's greatest one-man show.
Even the devil, whoever he was, couldn't play jazz the way Jelly does.
Ripping through you right down to your soul. So spread the word wherever you may go. You've seen the light tonight, now you know. Plays his name across the sky, flaming letters 10 feet high. J.R. Morgan, Dr. Jazz.
Dr. Jazz is paying a house call today, driving from Broadway to Main Street, sharing his unique and effervescent musical talents. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of the sunny hamlet of Southampton, New York. That was Gregory Hines from the 1992 show Jelly's Last Jam, which celebrates, not surprisingly, Jelly Roll Morton and his personal contribution to jazz music. And that's what we're celebrating today in our show, which is called Now You Has Jazz, and we'll find out the meaning of that title later in the broadcast. Now, jazz and Broadway music grew up almost simultaneously. I think jazz had about a 15-year head start over Tin Pan Alley. And the way these two genres weave in and out throughout the history of the last 100 years is really quite fascinating. And today we're going to look at not jazz covers. We've done some great shows about that, where we have artists like Miles Davis or Bill Evans play Broadway classics, but Broadway shows that use jazz as part of their plot. And one of the very first was Showboat, not surprisingly, in 1927. And this is a sequence towards the end in the second act, which takes place in the 20s, 1926, 1927, where Kim, the daughter of the two leads, Gay and Magnolia, becomes a jazz singer in New York City and explains to people what that kind of music has done to the Broadway scene. So, from a studio cast album, here is Frederica von Stade telling us, in the words of Oscar Hammerstein, music by Jerome Kern, that it's getting hotter, meaning jazz, in the North.
Now Into a cabaret, one fatal day, a little songbird flew.
Found it so very gay, he thought he'd stay just to get a bird's eye view.
When he heard the jazz band playing,
he was happy as a lark.
To each measure he kept swaying,
and he stayed till after dark.
Then back to the land he knew, thrill through and through, he sailed on in the air.
Called all the other birds, and in these woods started gurgling then and there.
I'm a little jazz bird, and I'm telling you to be one too. For a little jazz bird is in heaven when he's singing blue. I say it with regret, but you're out of date. You ain't heard nothing yet till you sing a thing.
When the going is rough, you will find your troubles
all have gone.
If you wobble, you'll double like the moaning of a thing.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
A little jazz bird is the only kind of bird.
Well, those two little jazz birds, of course, were Twiggy and Tommy Tune from My One and Only. You can't have a show about jazz without dealing, of course, with George Gershwin. George and Ira Gershwin, that song was from the 1924 show Lady Be Good, and it was interpolated into My One and Only. And it's interesting, as I recall, I could be wrong, on the actual LP, remember those flat black things with the hole in them? I think Tommy Tune said, "Too bad we cut that from the show." But I think when they put it on CD, they cut that line, which I just loved. Anyway, we're looking at the influence of jazz on the American musical and how storytellers kind of used it to show how times had changed and what was hip. And of course, nothing was more hip than being a little jazz bird in the 1920s. One of my favorite performers, a guy who had jazz to his very toes, was the great composer, the great lyricist, Johnny Mercer, who was also a wonderful recording artist. And he wrote new lyrics to an old Dixieland song called At the Jazz Band Ball. And no one performs his own work better than Johnny Mercer. And he was so jazzy and so hip that I think in the 30s, he was named Chicago's favorite black singer. Although, of course, he was completely white and grew up in Savannah, Georgia. Anyway, take it away, Johnny Mercer.
Back when a nickel would buy one drink of respectable rye, piano players in the honky-tonks would have to work on the slide. One tune was known to a few, some steady habitués too. So the word of mouth spread around the South, solid entree new. You better dig that jazz band ball, 'cause it's the ball of them all. Four or five musicians in a small saloon, inventing a ragtime tune. They kind of made up their own brand without a note on the stand, and they called it D-I-X-I-E hyphen L-A-N-D land.
More, it was strictly bon ton, 'cause like the winner at the starting game, the music got it gone. Oh, jazz moved from over the tracks into the society shacks. It was wonderful and deductible from the income tax. You better dig that jazz band ball, it's the ball of them all. Whoa.
When the trumpet player took a monologue, the people said, "Who got dog?" And if you asked how come the yell, they turned around and said, "Well,
when the band plays J-A-double-C, it's a B-A-double-L."
It's the ball of them all. In a cozy corner we can flip our lid like mommy and daddy did.
I'm gonna dance you around that hall, honey bunch that ain't all. When the band plays J-A-Z-Z jazz, hey boy,
we're looking at jazz today on Now You Has Jazz, not surprisingly on Broadway to Main Street, and how Broadway shows use that jazz energy, which is like unlike anything else. It was so more hip and expansive than the typical Tin Pan Alley tunes. And there were two shows around World War II, or one side or the other of World War II, that actually brought great jazz music to the stage. One was called Swingin' the Dream, which is a strange Broadway outlier from 1939. And it had music by Jimmy Van Heusen and lyrics by a guy named Eddie DeLange, I think. And in the orchestra, the pit orchestra, was Benny Goodman. And in the show was Louis Armstrong and Butterfly McQueen and Moms Mabley. And it was a jazz version of Midsummer Night's Dream. And a hit song came out of that called Darn That Dream. We'll hear it sung by Mildred Bailey, played by Benny Goodman. And fascinatingly, you all know that song, or you should know that song, but if you look at it in the context of Midsummer Night's Dream, it's quite extraordinary and very smart. And then Duke Ellington, who was one of the great composers of the 20th century, tried a couple of times on Broadway with some original scores. They were kind of flops. The most interesting was Beggar's Holiday, which was his version of Threepenny Opera. Debuted in 1946 with Alfred Drake, Cyril Mostel. Crazy, right? And here is Ella Fitzgerald to sing a song from that called Take Love Easy. So we'll have a double hit, Benny Goodman and Duke Ellington, starting with Darn That Dream.
Make it breathe. Easy breezy, breezy, easy come and easy go. Never smile too brightly, brightly, when your heart is riding high. Let your heart break, oh, so slightly, when your baby says goodbye. That well-known plan is mighty hot. Of this I have learned, so handle it with velvet gloves, and you won't get your feelings burned. Make love easy. On the easy plan, and if you can't take it easy, take it easy as you can. Take love easy, easy, easy. Never smile too brightly, brightly, when your heart is riding high. Let your heart break, oh, so slightly, when your baby says goodbye. The well-known plan is mighty hot. Of this I have learned, so handle it with velvet gloves, and you won't get your.
Fitzgerald singing Duke Ellington and John Latouche's score to Beggar's Holiday, 1946. We don't really have a proper cast album of that or any kind of linked recordings of the great songs from that show. Too bad. Maybe someone will make a good recording of that score someday. Jazz is always great as a gag to make someone who's unhip sound hip or trying to learn jazz. And the best rendition of that I know of is an extraordinary performance by Donna Murphy from the revival of Wonderful Town. Music by Leonard Bernstein. Lyrics, of course, by Comden and Green. Here is the Wonderful Town swing. Take it away, Donna.
Come on, sister, get a mob around you. Make with the pitch. Get hip.
Yes, sir. Hip. Step up, step up. Get hip, get hip. Come on down to the Village Vortex, home of the new jazz rage. Swing, rock and roll to the beat, beat, beat of Speedy Valenti and his crazy cats.
Hey, cats, get a load of that square.
Swing, dig the rhythm. Swing. Dig the message. The jive is jumping and the music goes round and around. Whoa, ho!
Get her!
Goes around and around. Cats, make it solid. Cats, make it groovy. You gotta get your seafood, mama. Your favorite dish is fish. It's your favorite dish. Don't be square. Rock right out of that rocking chair. Truck on down and let down your hair. Breathe that barrel house air. The Village Vortex swing. Dig the rhythm. Swing. Dig the message. The driver's jumping and the music goes round and around. Get full of Furiakasaki. Get full of the sound of swing. The solid groovy jivey sound of
swing. Swing. Dig the rhythm. Swing. Dig the message. The
guy is
jumping and the music goes round and around. Whoa!
Ah!
Cats, make it solid. Cats, make it groovy. You gotta get your seafood, mama. Your favorite dish is fish.
Ah! Got
Don't
it!
Be square. Rock right out of that rocking chair. Struck on down and let down your hair.
Kicked a bucket,
that old oaken bucket, dad hung in the rail, baby, I no.
Was it red, no, was it green, green is the color of my true love's hair. Hair breath, Harry with a floor.
Flood eye.
Hi!
I dreamt I dwelt in my hollow halls where it ends real, baby, I no.
Was it green, no, was it red cells in the sunset calling me. You're good for nothing, me.
Because I had new chains swinging in the trees.
Shh. Swinging in the trees.
Shh.
Swinging in the trees. Swinging.
Swing. 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 Flood eye.
Hi. Gesundheit.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Solid, groovy, jivey, sound of swing.
Mother!
Tarzan, nah, 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 nah. That old man Mosey kicked that bucket down in the well, 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 well. My favorite dish, ah, fish.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Swing, 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 swing.
Donna Murphy, hitting the sweet spot from Wonderful Town. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. Today we're looking at Now You Has Jazz, great jazz numbers within traditional Broadway musicals. One great jazz performer, or I think is a great jazz performer, for whom a show was written was Sammy Davis Jr. And the score to Golden Boy by Strauss and Adams, as you all know, is one of my favorites. And I just love the way they tailored this particular song out of many to Sammy's individual gifts as a jazz artist. Here is Stick Around from Golden Boy.
Stick around, things are gonna happen. Fireworks, stick around and see. Watch me in the arena eat Cracker Jack while I'm smacking some hack for a fee. Stick around, you can hold the basket while I shake that money tree. And of course, in certain cases, a dark horse may win some races. Stick around, lady, and see. Stick around and you'll see some action. Who can tell what the kid will do? Here I go after diamonds and I'll come back with a sack full and toss you a few. Stick around, you can shine my trophies. Lead the cheers when they shout for me. There won't be nobody hotter. I want the whole enchilada. And if I come up winner, Brotherhood Week, take me to dinner. Stick around, lady, and see the boy who's gonna bite. See that boy start moving right. Stick around, lady, and see.
On the original album, he says, stick around at the end. And he re-recorded some tracks because he had fried his voice in 1964, smoking 8 packs a day. Sammy, how could you? Well, jazz music found a little retro niche in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It was a way of being kind of hip and fun and kooky. Here are two jazz numbers from two Julie Andrews movies. The first, sung by Carol Channing from Thoroughly Modern Millie.
My daddy was a ragtime trombone player. My mommy was a ragtime cabaret-er. They met one day at a tango tea. There was a syncopated wedding, and then came me. Folks think the way I walk is a fad, but it's a birthday present from my mommy and daddy. I'm a jazz baby, little jazz baby, that's me. There's something in the tone of a saxophone that makes me do a little wiggle all my own. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby, full of jazz bow harmony. That walk the dog and bowl the jack that caused all the talk is just a copy of the way I naturally walk. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby, little jazz baby, that's me. Locked to sleep while the cradle went to and fro, to and fro, to the tune of the tickle toe. Ever since I started in to grow, love to hear the music play and see my dear old mammy swaying. Razzmatazz, that's all I ever knew. All day long I never would get through. Jazzmatazz, that's all I wanna do. So play me a little jazz. harmony. The wailing of the saxes when those fellas go mad cannot compare with what I got from mommy and dad. So hear this jazz, baby. Little jazz.
Baby, that's me.
About 20 years ago, way down in New Orleans, a group of fellas found a new kind of music, and they decided to call it jazz. No other sound has what this music has. Before they knew it, it was whizzing round the world was ready for a blue kind of music, and now they play it from Steamboat Springs to La Paz. Maybe, and don't ever let it end. I tell your friend it's really something to hear. I can't sit still when there's that rhythm near me.
We heard Carol Channing go down an octave and Julie Andrews go up an octave. That's the way it works in jazz land. Among Broadway composers, for me, the jazziest was Julie Stein. That may have been because, even though he was born in London, he grew up in Chicago in the 20s. Supposedly, he played piano for Al Capone. That may have been a nice myth that we like to take on board. But if you're making a musical about two jazz musicians in 1929 who witnessed the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, who would you pick? Who could be better than Julie Stein? And he turned Some Like It Hot into Sugar, with lyrics by Bob Merrill. Here is the number that establishes Bobby Morris and Tony Roberts' Take It Away, You Cross-Dressing Jazz Musician Guys.
Hello world, they call us Daphne and Josie. 1,000 pounds of paradise from head to toesy. Here is the kind of beauty that drives a man, mad. Please watch how close the kitties get. This ain't no erector set. This here's the beauty that drives a man mad. What looks we get from cabbies and truckers when we go by, it's like the whole world puckers. Here's the kind of beauty that drives a man mad. The way this stuff undulates, it should carry license plates. This here's the beauty that drives a man mad. Rocks 'em and our perfume slays 'em. They say it's bottled in a French gymnasium. Here is the kind of beauty that drives a man, mad. This here fancy frillery just hides big artillery. This here's the beauty that drives a man mad.
Shack. Took my sweet man's satchel down and watched him pack. I said, darling, while the stove still smolders, unpin your woman's hair and rub her shoulders. I threw myself across the doorway, beg and stay, sweet man, stay. But there's more in my man's life than this old hag. It's Jay. Ain't been born, can
can take the place of a horn with a cornet man. A going with this blowing, traveling cornet man. Just any time they call him, he'll leave his wife and kitty sitting with their tongues out to play for peanuts in a dive and blow his lungs out. He'll hop a choo-choo on a moment's notice to play some dates with Billy Bates, a ragtime Otis. The lady ain't seen light, can't give a home no fair fight with a cornet man, a rootin' shootin', never tootin' dapper Dan, who carries in his satchel a pound of blue Norfolk suit.
Another jazzy Julie Stein item. This one, of course, from Funny Girl, sung by Barbra Streisand. Also lyrics by Bob Merrill. Cornet Man. Well, if you're talking about jazz today, you're eventually going to get to all that jazz and the whole theme and the whole music and the whole style of Chicago, that wonderful 1975 Candor and Ebb musical, revived, and looks like it's going to run forever. I recently uncovered this recording of Candor and Ebb introducing this song for the first time in public to an audience around 1974 at the 92nd Street Y. It is probably my favorite rendition of all that jazz. So here it is, John Candor playing at the piano and Fred Ebb just doing a great job on the vocals.
Why don't we do the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all that jazz. Slick your hair, wear your saddle shoes, and all that jazz. I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug in case you shake apart and want a brand new start to do that a jazz. Find a flask, we're playing fast and loose. And all that jazz right up here's where I store the juice. And all that jazz, come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet your lucky Lindy never flew so high, 'cause in the stratosphere, how could he lend an ear to all of that a jazz?
My God is break
and all that change.
he's queer for all that jazz.
Come on, why don't we do the town and all that jazz? I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down and all that jazz. Start the garden of a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly crawl and all that a jazz. No, I'm no one's wife, but oh, I love my life and all.
I would hoot and holler to hear Candor and Ebb do that version of All That Jazz every day. Well, we've been listening to how jazz has affected the Broadway sound now for the last hour or so. One of my favorite, perhaps my favorite jazz number, comes from the keyboard and pen of Cole Porter from the film from 1956 of High Society. And here he was so lucky to be able to bring on the same soundstage two guys who had been monumental performers throughout the 20s, 30s, 40s, and into the 50s, Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. And the ease and the graciousness with which these two guys share this number has always blown me away. If you've seen it in the movie, it almost makes you cry because, also, let's face it, this is the 50s, and the graciousness in which a great white singer and a great black singer, musician, share the stage with respect and comedy and friendship is really always quite moving to me. So interesting that Cole Porter came up with this. You'll hear Louis Armstrong's All-Stars being introduced as they take their solos. And it is a great way to end our program, Now You Has Jazz, because here is that very song from the film High Society, Bing Crosby, and the one and only Pops, Louis Armstrong.
Dear gentlefolk of Newport, or maybe I should say hats and caps, I want you to lend an ear because, I want you to hear some really shimmering sharps and flaps. For these cozy virtuosi, just about the greatest in the trade, are fixing to show you now precisely how, or approximately, jazz music is made. Well, you take some skins, jazz begins. And you take a bass. Man, now we're getting someplace. Take a box, one that rocks. Take a blue horn, New Orleans bar. Ah, you take a stick with a lick. Take a bone. Oh, hold the phone. Take a spot, cool and hot. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. A little don't sound. Oh, that's positively therapeutic. Now you have jazz, 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 Messrs. Hall and Young. That's Ed Hall. And Trumia. Now you has Messrs. Kyle and Shaw. That's Billy Kyle. Arville Shaw. Now you has Mr. Barrett Deems. Listen to, well, you know who.
right, Pops, you want to grab a little of what's left here?
Yeah, Daddy, yeah.
Here we go. If you sail,
I sail in sailing
over the sea.
Or when you wait for me,
take my tip, they're all mold of hip in Italy.
Well, Avaraduce, as for France.
Oh, I know you're very big there.
Yes, believe it or not.
I do believe, I do indeed.
The Frenchman's all prefer what they call leges.
Pull me down, take a plane.
Oh, Babadouzat.
Go to Siam.
Babadouzat.
In Bangkok today, round the clock, well, they all like to jam. Indians on the Amazon. Beat one bar and all of them are.
Well, gone, man, gone.
From the equator up to the pole. Everybody winging, everybody singing that rock, 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 rock and roll. From the east to the west. From the coast to the coast, jazz is king, jazz is the thing that folks dig. That's jazz.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.